USA News Update. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has initiated a campaign aimed at apprehending illegal immigrants with convictions for serious drug offenses. Thursday, officials disclosed over 200 arrests nationwide of non-citizens who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring North Korea, while China opted to abstain from that vote. Tuberculosis rates in the United States are experiencing an upward trend. In 2023, they surged by 16%, marking the third consecutive year of increase. This rise comes after almost three decades of steady decline. According to the latest report from the CDC, the number of TB cases nearly reached 10,000, representing an increase of close to 1,300. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.